sinking into the silence. Connecting just now to you, just you. The breath moving through your body. Just orient yourself back to you. Let your emotional body kind of pull back the little tendrils. Sometimes they're glommy tendrils that have reached out. Just let those come back. You don't even actually have to pull them back, as it were. Just begin the process of breathing into your own body, your own energy field. It is as though the master aspect of self begins to just rise effortlessly. And everything just begins to reconfigure to come into this vertical alignment now, your vertical alignment. So perhaps if you picture your sort of horizontal plane, as we've described before, that energy plane representing your human life, your incarnational explorations, attachments, connections, energy flows, and that just will naturally just pull in a little bit, a little bit. And you just naturally come into a sort of, we could say, an elongated configuration. Vertical. That core of golden light. That is you at the highest levels. Radiating that out. And again, there's no effort required in radiating it out. It is just radiating out from you. Because that's what light does. And that's what a master of light does when it's here on a mission. Do you see how quickly this happens now? You just start to shift. You start to breathe. And it is so quick now. This alignment. This recalibration. Each of us now, what I can see today is, it is as though for this moment, each of us in this group, we are working now today with our individual little nodal points within the group configuration. So yes, on a macro scale, we could say the group itself is a nodal point on a massive grid of light that is enfolding and working with, co-creating with other beings of light on the planet. And so just for right now, just focusing on self as a nodal point within this group. You are anchoring a particular frequency, an important frequency. You are anchored in a particular place on the earth grids. Trust that. Resistance to healing. This can be so subtle, not obvious. Perhaps from one perspective, we could say that healing, or that state of healing, could be a language as a process or a state. Where all of the aspects of our being, and probably more specifically related to the human incarnational aspects of our being, are organizing themselves from a realm of greater expansion, light, higher frequency, higher vibration, spaciousness, which then would bespeak flow, balance, harmony, right relationship. One of the ways that resistance to that evidences itself is through an attachment to old energies. Old energy constructs, beliefs, programs. There's an old Buddhist story, something like the monks traveling and they have to cross a river, and so they build themselves a raft and they get across the little river and they set off again on foot, and one of the monks tries to pick up the raft and drags it along with him over the ground. And after a while, one of the elder monks says, Why are you dragging that raft along? Well, we may need it. And they say, no. The raft was necessary for that phase of or stage of our journey. But we're on different ground now. You are walking on different ground now. It might seem like you're living your same life, but you are on a different path now, even slightly different. And what once served, if we are still trying to drag it along and make it relevant and keep it alive, it is going to be a drag on us. It's going to be a drag. And therein is resistance to healing. We have spoken before about this idea or this exploration of, is this the highest truth that I can currently access? This invitation to self, or to aspects of self, to stretch a little. Is this the highest truth that I can currently access? A truth is only true at the level of consciousness with which it resonates. A truth is only true at the level of consciousness with which it resonates. Due to the fact that this Earth mission involved us embodying on a largely third-dimensional planet, we, each one of us, carries within various aspects of our human construct, from the physical body out to the emotional body, mental body, energy bodies relative to this incarnation. Each of us carries within us a myriad, a multitude, a deluge of programs, a dense weave of programs. A lot of them, you probably know this by now, but let's say it out loud. A great number of them were lies. And even ones that were not exactly, they are simply those that they resonate at the level of the third dimensional experience, perception, matrix, construct, whatever you want to call it. You cannot have light if there is no darkness, they told us. Really, master of light, from the realms of light, really, source incarnate, love incarnate, really, is that true? Or is there a higher truth that you can unfurl into, that you can remember? Of course there is. You cannot know pleasure unless you know pain. You can only know pleasure to the extent that you have felt pain. Really? In your expanded state of the memory of light, really? The realms of expansion and purity and love, energy and flow and frequency. Is that really the highest truth that you can access? On one level, I'm sure many of us would agree intellectually. Well, yes, of course, and the third dimension is, it's characterized by being the realm of duality, polarity. Yes, we understand that, right and wrong and good and bad and light and dark and all of that. And we know logically, and for many of us, of course, not just logically, we have felt it. We've expanded even the logical mind into the comprehension of something, a realm of experience beyond that intense polarization. So if this is where you are, then perhaps this is an invitation to become aware even more. Really catch yourself when you language things that are actually keeping you hooked into that third dimensional matrix programming. alchemizing old energy ideas around karma. Releasing this idea that higher realm attainment, in the old days we'd call it enlightenment, but sort of higher realm expansion, attainment, and anchoring of those frequencies in the body is not possible, not in this lifetime. Oh, no, no. Little me, the student, the seeker, oh, no, no. I couldn't possibly do this, maybe in 100 lifetimes. Remember that one? Alchemize that one. Karma has a low vibrational punitive energy. Karma as an entrapment system set up to keep souls circulating here on earth, alchemizing. Not to say that these were not true, but they simply were iterations of a much greater bandwidth that functioned at that third dimensional low vibrational setting. The idea that violence is intrinsic to life on this earth, not just within humans, but within all species. I'm going to tell you this, Master, if you don't already know it, that is a lie. Violence was a program that was installed around the time of the fall. That's another story. I mean the fall in vibration, frequency, and dimensional bandwidth. It's not like the biblical fall or something. Notice where you are still holding on to. Even just the thought popping up, and even especially when you're languaging, catch yourself even mid-sentence. Old ideas, now we're getting to a little more maybe touchy territory and perhaps more recent as well. Meaning not so old, old energy, but things are changing so rapidly. The light, the frequency is changing so rapidly. So we're going to alchemize old beliefs around meditation. What your energy systems look like in the body. Ritual. Again, not that these are wrong in any way, but we're just wanting to alchemize lower iterations of it. If you've got a belief nagging you that, oh God, I really should be doing my meditation every day. I should be meditating 20 minutes, an hour, whatever, every day. And that just becomes a thing on you. It's a little bit of an old energy understanding. Because like that raft, that carried the monks across the river. A meditation practice is a fantastic practice meant to get us to a state of being where we embody that meditative state most of the time. And then the moments where we do the whatever was our practice, even if it involved a little bit of ritual, whatever that is, it becomes something that we do. It arises spontaneously out of the flow. It becomes this beautiful, joyous, sort of spacious moment. Alchemizing energies of attainment from spiritual practices. There is a higher iteration. You understand I'm saying higher because it's hard to find words, but there's a more expanded iteration of that wherein, again, there are organic arisings of what feels right to move the body, quiet the body, sit still, quiet the mind, lay in the grass, go for a walk, whatever it is. It becomes a spontaneous arising out of the flow of light and source consciousness and love that you are experiencing, expressing on this planet. Alchemizing the stories about handing over the power to beings of light, have they names or not names, or personalities, identities, clothing, whatever it is, that they will do things for you. We can level that one up to a more empowered and equanimous relationship. The old earth story, that darkness is more powerful than light. That light must somehow fear darkness. Really, you need only picture the striking of a single match in a dark room. It's done. Become more conscious of what story you are participating in and therefore perpetuating on this planet. Embody the more expanded possibilities, potentials, realms, light codes, configurations, emotions, frequencies. Embody that in all aspects of your being. I know it's a tall order. I know that none of us are going to be able to do it 100% of the time. That's not the point. That would probably be another, actually, one of the third dimensional stories. You've got to ace it completely or screw it. Screw it altogether. No, alchemizing that one too. Let's do that together. Let's do that together. And like that proverbial flock of geese, where the movement, the updraft, the uplift, the loft of the others helps to hold us up. It will help to hold you up. And when you are strong and clear, and you are anchored in those glorious new settings and coordinates in the quantum field, then your loft, your uplift, is helping others in this group and throughout the greater light grids that we are connected to. Told in a more colloquial fashion, we could say it this way. If we're all just making shit up anyway down here, we might as well make up a good story. Make it a good story. Embody a better story. Tell a better story when you open your mouth. Infuse your words with the higher frequency potential. Suffuse your emotional body with the higher frequency light and love. There is indeed resistance to healing, and I have a feeling that this is going to come up again. We're going to explore this more because it's a big one. Healing also means change and restructuring very often. And there's, of course, often huge resistance to that. But let us start here now. And again, this transmission is coming up now because it's already up for us, Master. It's already up for you. It's already happening. We're already powering through this, blazing through this with our light. Now let's connect consciously to that. That transmutation process. Not a lot of effort required here, just a little bit of consciousness, a little bit of awareness. Now go forth and be your wonderful self.